Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In the 14th chapter of the first book of the Bible, Genesis, we have come to a very important verse, one filled with action. This is Genesis 14, verse 14. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he led out his trained men, born in his house, 318, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. This reintroduces us to Abram, the main character we've been following in this portion of Scripture. Yesterday I proposed to you that between the end of chapter 13 and this verse in chapter 14, when Abram went off the page of Scripture, during that precious time, God was shaping Abram's character. And I want to share with you in what specific ways Abram was becoming the man God wanted him to be. These relate very well to how Abram then acted in this verse that I've just read for us. Oh yes, God intentionally develops the inner man and the inner woman as we yield ourselves to him. As the Bible says, he is the potter and we are the clay, and our Lord will shape us as he wills. If you belong to Christ, then you know this is true in your own life. I think of Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. We also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Using tribulation, the Spirit of God shapes our character, our proven character. Likewise, through the events in Abram's life and by giving of himself to his servant Abram, God shaped Abram's character so that he is first the leader of his household. My first insight is this: God made Abram the leader of his household. I find this in the beginning of verse 14. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he led out his trained men born in his house. Notice that despite the way they had separated, Abram still considered Lot his nephew, and therefore part of his household. And Abram, as leader of his household, had trained the men under his leadership, those born in his house. Let's talk about how Abram responded to Lot first, and then we will look at these trained men. Abram is sitting by the oak trees of his neighbor, a man he is in covenant with, Mamre, when a running, we can imagine, out of breath fugitive comes racing up to him and says that Lot has been taken captive. He is a spoil of war. And notice Abram's immediate reaction. He set out to rescue Lot. There is absolutely no hint of any resentment towards Lot. Abram did not sit back, cross his arms, and say, well, too bad for my nephew. He insisted on moving down himself to Sodom. He departed from me, so tough luck. You want to fiddle around with the Sodomites? Now you pay the price. That's not my problem. Abram does not say that. In fact, he does not say anything. He just springs into action. Remember, in Genesis chapter 13, there was strife between Abram and Lot. But Abram does not let that strife fester and carry over into his response to the fugitive's news. Abram is sympathetic to his nephew. He is, after all, family. And so Abram quickly organizes a search and rescue party. There is a lesson here for us. When there is strife and separation between us and a family member, and then that person needs us, sends a friend to come running for us, how do we respond? Do we cling to resentment, or do we spring into immediate action to offer help? We can learn from Abram. I think it would have been easy for him to respond to the fugitive's cry by ignoring it. Just stay clear of the whole mess of warring kings on their way home from their victories down south. After all, it will be risky to pursue Lot and to make a rescue attempt. You're dealing with kings and their armies if you get involved. But Abram does not react in this way. Instead, he thinks about Lot's place in his family. Abram sees himself as the leader of his clan, which includes his nephew. He must do something. He's got to take aggressive action to help. Each of us experiences conflict in our households, among our own families. It is easy to become vindictive, even subtly to act in revenge for someone close to us who has wronged us. And Abram could have been vindictive. Hey, Lot should have stayed with me and remained an everyday part of the family, but he chose to go to Sodom. Let this be his revenge. But that is not his attitude. What is our attitude? It will speak to our character, however it is we respond to the people in our households. Friends, God will transform our character from one that is unsympathetic to one that is sympathetic to needy family members. Seek the Lord, ask his help with this, and receive his wonder-working power in your life to answer someone from your household who is in need. God shaped Abram's character so that he is first the leader of his household. And next, notice, as leader of his household, Abram had trained the men under him, those born in his house. Let's talk about these trained men. Abram has an extensive and growing household, and that fits with a man who was wealthy, meaning he could employ a vast number of servants and workers. Genesis 13, verses 1 and 2 says, "So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot with him." Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. As a profitable businessman, a herdsman, plus what he accumulated in this trip down to Egypt, he would have been the head of a household that was expansive and growing. In our world, we separate work and the workplace from home. But we should imagine that Abram's household was well integrated with his business. He has no children of his own at this time, but he has taken it upon himself to train men under his leadership. No doubt part of the area in which he lived was set aside and built for this purpose. This specific term for trained men in the Hebrew Bible is used only here, but there is a related word elsewhere in extra-biblical ancient texts that means armed retainers. So Abram took a group of young men and he trained them, he mentored them, he prepared them to fight. Remember that these were nomads we are talking about. So the home was the place for teaching. There was no such a thing as sending the kids off to school from September through June. The home was the school, and this was certainly the place to train young people in the ways of the Lord. It was among the tents of Abram where they trained up children in the way they should go. Over in the 18th chapter of Genesis in verse 19, God says of Abram, "For I have chosen him, so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him." God said that. God called Abram and made him the father of the chosen people. And then God equipped Abram to be the one who would train, teach, and educate the first participants in this great elected race. God shaped Abram's character so that he is the leader of his household. And I wonder about you. Has the Lord blessed you with children? If so, are you training them? The context of school being in the home is not so foreign to us anymore, is it? Many Christian parents now homeschool because you recognize the danger of sending your own flesh and blood off to the public school, where there is a constant assault on biblical values and truth. I think homeschooling is marvelous, and I want to praise you parents for doing it. As hard as it is, did you picture yourself being the math or science teacher? The fact you have taken charge of your kids' education is commendable. Do not give up. Keep up the good work. I am giving you a gold star. As the Word of God repeatedly says, your children are your responsibility, and you will be held accountable for how they are raised. Do not surrender that to the schools or even to the church. Dad and Mom, be like Abram and have strong and godly character to train young men and women. The rest of us shall pray for you in this regard. And/or, has the Lord blessed you with a business? Do you operate or manage a group of employees? Maybe you are in leadership in a ministry, a nonprofit, a school, a hospital, or you work in the government and you have people you are responsible for. And maybe these are far more than 318. Model your own leadership after Abram's. Have the godly character it requires to lead these people well. Find ways, within certain legal limitations, to share the gospel with them. Commit to and model biblical values for how your business or organization will be run. Create space for Bible study and prayer and advocate an atmosphere of honesty and high moral standards. God prepared Abram to be the leader of his household, and that resulted in setting out to save his nephew Lot and doing so with 318 men. Men who were born in his house. This is my first insight into how God shaped Abram's character. And there will be more tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.